5 years have elapsed since Nyota fled Kwetu Kingdom to avoid the cut. Nyota is now a mature and informed woman after pursuing her education. Her mission is to try and correct practices and traditions of Kwetu Kingdom. Nyota has observed that girls are still dying from the cut and others are dropping out of school and being married off early. She is ready to face the king. In the palace, King Matata has summoned chiefs, assistant chiefs, elders and Bikize. Assistant Chief B. Faraja is on the spotlight for continuously opposing some of the cultures of the kingdom.
Yeba Kwetu Kingdom!
Yeza, Yeza, Your Majesty!
Yeba Kwetu Kingdom!
Yeza, Yeza, Your Majesty!
I have called all of you here today to remind you about our traditions and cultures and the roles that each one of you should uphold. I want to applaud some of you who are dedicated to the continuity of our kingdom. It has come to my attention that some of you want to see the kingdom fall. Be Faraja.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Not once, not twice have you gone against our traditions.
Not really, Your Majesty. Not really.
Stand up.
Stand up.
I knew it. Your Majesty, I have been telling you again and again that she is the thorn in the flesh of the kingdom.
No, Your Majesty, no. But you see, Your Majesty,
Silence!
But I said the truth.
Silence!
No, it's not possible.
Silence!
Amidst the confusion, everyone is silent and stares at Nyota as she confidently walks to the front.
I remember you, shameless girl.
Please, Bikize.
You ran away during the festival some years ago.
Let me explain myself.
How
please.
Dare you show your face here again?
But, Bikize.
You please. Cannot come back here.
Please.
You cannot come back.
She cannot
come back
again.
Give me
a chance.
No.
Silence! Who is she?
I am Nyota, a daughter of this soil. I left this kingdom 5 years ago, fleeing from the cut. I am now more informed and knowledgeable. Your Majesty, I humbly request you to listen to me. Please.
Informed?
Yes, Your Majesty.
About what?
Your Majesty, by listening to the people, you will gain their trust and they will share with you the most important changes happening in their lives and how they feel and relate to these changes. Your Majesty, please.
Council!
Yes, Your Majesty.
I'll take her to the chambers right now.
Okay, Your Majesty.
Nyota and the king leave. As the king leaves the baraza for the chambers to listen to Nyota, chiefs, assistant chiefs, and elders convene to discuss Nyota's return and her purposed mission. In the chambers.
Now you have got my attention.
Thank you, my king.
What is it you want to tell your king?
Your Majesty, I ran away because no one wanted to listen to me. My dreams and of so many young girls have been destroyed in the name of our culture and tradition.
Dreams being destroyed?
Yes, Your Majesty. I was afraid that if I underwent the cut, I could have died. And if I survived, I could have been married off. And my dreams of studying and giving back to the community would have been shattered, Your Majesty.
Still, I'm struggling to understand. Why are you telling me all this?
I have learnt about the People First Impact Method that involves listening to the voice of the community, understanding and showing empathy, so that the great wisdom and understanding of people is respected. My king,
It's important to listen to our girls and women and involve them in the issues and decisions that affect their lives.
You said you've learned about war. Still, I'm struggling to understand you.
Your Majesty.
Yes?
By being honest with each other, we would allow a common understanding and sharing ownership in moving our Kwetu kingdom forward.
What impact will this bring in the community, if I may ask?
If every opinion of members of the community is listened to, we'll have a unified voice that will help improve our community. Your Majesty, a happy community is a healthy community, and you, our beloved King, will lead us even more wisely.
Okay, still being in a struggle process, but wow. Nyota.
Yes, Your Majesty.
You have really changed my mindset.
Thank you.
What kind of wisdom is this? I would love to know more. Can we schedule for a meeting?
Yes, 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 Your Majesty, we can.
Well, thank you, thank you.
After meeting Nyota, the king returns to the baraza and orders the chiefs to mobilize the people to meet in a few days at Mwavulini, the usual meeting place.